Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast, Not Like a Regular Mum. So we're finally doing it. How long have we been talking about doing this?
My God, I feel like 2 years, 3 years we've been talking about this. I'm excited.
Probably. And there's always something, but now we've like got it in the diary. We're going to do it and it's going to be so much fun. So for anyone that doesn't know us, I'm Kate and this is...
I am Lucy. And how long have we been friends, Kate? I feel like we've been friends for so many years now.
Well, that's what I was trying to think about the other day. It's got to be at least since the eldest boys were born or before. Yeah. Was it before?
I think we were chatting maybe before. So Harry, my eldest, is 10 now. So yeah, it's been like a decade.
I think it might be our decade friendship birthday this year because my eldest Archie was born in 2014, so he's going to be 10 this year. So yeah, our boys are like the same year, aren't they? But they're just very different ends of the school year.
If we're old enough to have 10-year-olds as well, what I know. Is this life?
I don't think we are old enough.
So me and Kate met through the online world when we both had blogs, before the Instagram days, wasn't it? So yeah, we all had like little blogs that we used to write. And yeah, and then Kate obviously did YouTube and still does YouTube, and we're both content creators, in case you didn't know. Yeah, we are both mums of boys.
Yeah, we've got a lot of boys between us. Lots of boys. So we introduce our children, because obviously part of this podcast is going to be talking about motherhood, but as you will discover as we go along, it's not just about being a mum. It's so much more than that, because we are women, not just mums. As much as we love it, we wanted to do a podcast that was kind of that made you guys feel like you're chatting to a friend and you're not just in mum mode, basically. But in saying that, we have our boys. We're very boy heavy in this podcast.
I've got
nearly 10-year-old son called Archie. I've got a 6-year-old son, he's actually nearly 7, called Elliot, and then I have a 2-year-old called Finley.
And I have Harry, who is 10. He was 10 in November, going on like 18. He's so stroppy right now, but we can come back to that. And I also have Felix, who is 3. He's actually 3 and a half, he told me the other day, which he actually got that right, which I was quite impressed by.
Oh my God, he's getting so big.
I know, it's so sad.
It's funny actually, because we're kind of, obviously we don't have teenagers yet or anything, but we've got like the older ones and the little ones, so we're kind of really in the thick of both sides of it at the moment. So we're gonna have teenagers whilst we've still got like preschoolers.
Preschoolers, it's weird, isn't it?
You know, little ones. So yeah, I feel like we're quite good at juggling things, and we're quite good at kind of being on the ball with knowing what older kids like, younger ones are into,
because we've had so many boys, they're all gonna look after us when we're older. That's what I think anyway. I'm like, surely all the boys are just gonna look after their old mum.
How nice would that be? That's the one thing I think as well. I imagine them all, because I'm quite short, like we're both quite short. I can imagine them like towering over us, and then we'd just be like the little mum. Do you find yours are a bit more sort of like cuddly, or do you think it changes as they get older?
Changes as they get older with mine anyway. Harry is, I'm saying that, he does love a little cuddle if we're sat watching something. We've been watching Traitors together at the moment. We're behind. That. So I don't know if you've watched it.
I won't tell you any, but it's amazing.
We are literally, we are so behind. I think we've got 2 episodes left. But yeah, so he's quite cuddly if we sit and watch something like that, but other than that, he will not give me like a spontaneous cuddle anymore. But I can't remember the last time he gave me a kiss. It makes me so sad. But luckily Felix is so cuddly and kisses me all the time, and he's always like, "Mummy, I love you so much," and it's just really sweet. So I think it changes. What about your boys?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think as they get that bit older, obviously Archie's quite young for, he's an August baby. So he's still kind of like that. But you do notice like them separating from you a little bit. You do start to feel that as they get to sort of 9, 10, like a teenager, I guess. Yeah. And he wants to spend more time like with his friends and on his own and not so much with me. Finley, my youngest, is super cuddly, which the other two weren't mega cuddly as babies, but he really is. So that's nice to have that. And then I've got my middle child. I don't know if it's because he's a middle child, but Elliot's just on another level. He'll come in the house after school and go like, where's my queen? Or like, he'll be he's so like, I think he's always after something. He like, oh, like, can I have sweets now? But he's such a, I don't know what the right word is. He's so charming and it just makes me laugh. Say
theatrical.
Very theatrical, definitely. When I got my hair done the other week, because it's really blonde now, if you guys are listening and not watching, I came in and he was like, oh my God, where is my mum? Who is this beautiful woman before me? Are you Elsa? You just look incredible. I'm not even exaggerating. That's how theatrical he got. And I went, thank you so much, darling. But was I ugly before then? And his little face dropped. He was like, I don't know what to say to that. I wasn't prepared for that. So yeah, that's a little bit about us, how we kind of met. And obviously we did start our friendship on the interwebs, but we've managed to see each other lots of times in real life over the years, which is always like some of my favorite days have been when we've got together, when we've been away together, and when we went to the theater together. It's always so much fun with you. So yeah, we're like real life friends as well as
we totally are
online friends. So that's why we wanted to start this, really. As I was saying before, it's nice to, I think, I personally like listening to podcasts where you can just put them on in the background. You don't have to think too much. You can listen to people that are similar to you or like-minded to you, maybe hear what they've been up to in the week, you know, relatable stuff like that. Do you?
I'm exactly the same. They're my favourite kind of podcasts. I like to listen to just real life. Do you know what I love listening to? People moaning about their husbands. I'm like, oh my God, it's not just me. Or like hearing about like the kind of stuff that people are bickering over. Like the other day, I can't remember what I was listening to it on, but they were talking about how it must have been a man. It might have been on Parenting Help. They were talking about how the wife in the relationship doesn't break down boxes when they're doing recycling.
Yeah.
Is this an argument in your house? Wasn't it? Is this an argument in your house? Because in my house, this is like a top tier bugbear of my husband's. He's literally like, why can't you just break them down? I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't want to break down a cardboard box. It breaks my nails. And I have time for that. I've got so much more other stuff to be doing. I don't understand why you have to break it down. Why can't you just squish it all into the bin? Why does it have to be like flattened? I just don't get it.
They're very defensive over the bins, I find, you know. It's really frustrating. The thing is, I go one step further. I also don't take them out, so I will leave a cardboard box by the front door, and I just feel like, sorry Rick, that's your job to break
it's
that
a blue
up
job
in the bin. If I'm gonna go to the effort of breaking the box up, I would then go to the effort to go and put it in the bin, and that's not what I'm about. So
no, I'm totally with you. It's totally a blue job in my house, and I don't want to hear any different.
Yeah. We put the effort into probably order what was in that box.
Yeah, exactly. There's just certain things in that box. There's certain things that I don't need to be doing, and breaking down a box is really high on that list.
Yeah, it's just not my favourite job. Although I do quite like a box cutter. You know, when you're moving house or like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I opening packages. Oh, yeah. I'll open them all day. I will open them all day long. Breaking the empty box down, that's not fun for me.
It's not giving me joy. It's not sparking joy in my house.
Not sparking joy, so no. I think we just bless him come to live with the fact that he has to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, do you have any?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you have any other things like that in your house where, like, there's something that really annoys you or really annoys Rick?
Oh, you could probably ask him a lot of things that I do that annoy him. Oh, I'm really, really bad at loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that. Apparently I don't do it correctly.
No, I get in a lot of trouble for not being able to load the dishwasher. And I really find that in every relationship, there is someone that does it well and someone that doesn't. And yeah. I am the one that doesn't. And I get in a lot of trouble. I don't understand the dishwasher. I don't get it. Things don't go in nicely. So, and then also, if you've got a lot of stuff, who wants 3 cups, 2 bowls and some cutlery left over in the sink? You're going to have them in there because then you're going to have to do another load. And then the kitchen is still messy. So he goes nuts at me. I'll just chuck things in on top and he's like, that's not going to clean properly.
Lee, this is exactly the same. They need to jump on a call about this because this is the exact same argument that I have. He's literally like, he'll literally get the bowl and be like, how is this going to get cleaned when it's on top of the other one? And I'm like, I said to him the other day, it's a dishwasher, it's all just swooshing up. It's like whooshing all around. So like, surely it's just going to get clean. Like, what's
the
problem?
I just imagine it all in there, like whirling around, shaking about. Oh, honestly. Oh, well, I'm glad that's not just me, because sometimes I do feel like I'm not the most domesticated woman. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure all the other girls out there are great at loading the dishwasher. So I'm glad it's not just me.
No.
And that it's you in your house as well.
Not just you that doesn't understand the dishwasher.
We need to know what the percentage is. Is it the women that are good at it or the men?
You guys will have to let us know what you think.
What have you been up to this week, Luce?
What have I been doing recently? Okay, last week I was actually in Berlin, which was amazing. I went to Berlin with Schwarzkopf for a brand campaign, which was so cool. And I think you'll agree with me, we don't often get to do like really cool stuff like that. Obviously, our job's quite cool, but that was one of those kind of like once in a lifetime things. And yeah, it was really, really cool. I feel like I didn't really get to see much of Berlin. I kind of kept forgetting I was actually in another country. I think because I was just kind of with our group of English people. We only really came out of the hotel or out of like a, you know, like a workspace for like 3 hours. So I didn't have any German food. There was no German sausage for me. But it was really good. It was really good. I had a good time and I didn't drink or anything. Like some of the other girls got quite tipsy, but I didn't drink, which is really funny. I'm not at all actually. But there was only wine or Prosecco on offer. And let me just say, Prosecco Lucy is not the one. My girl pals will tell you that if I drink too much Prosecco, I am like next level drunk and like not nice, like not horrible person, I'm just like wild. Like I won't go to bed. I am literally like, I've got hours in me, and I'll just keep going and going, and then I get a mighty hangover at the end. So I thought, I'm on a work trip, need to get up in the morning. I had a really short dress on as well, and I was like, I don't really want my butt hanging out, just gonna stick to the mocktails. So yeah, I didn't drink, which is really weird.
Could have been anyone filming you could have been in the back of their videos and stuff. Have been ideal.
It was like a room full of supermodels as well, like Schwarzkopf supermodels, European, loads of European influencers who are, I don't know how to say this, but just really different to like the influencers, I hate that word, influencers that you have in the UK. Like, you know, they're just very polished, very tall. All of them are really tall. And we were just all these like tiny little tiny hobbit parents. I think we were the only mums as well. Like everyone else was like, yeah, just like young, fit,
like representing the mums,
you know. Yeah.
Don't put yourself down like that.
Thanks.
But yeah, I know what you mean. There's something about the European creators, shall we say. They're kind of like models, aren't they?
Basically, it's very polished as well. But obviously, that's what does well there. But I feel like in the UK, that just doesn't really wash, does it? Like everyone wants to see like their relatable girl next door mum friend.
I feel like the days of everything being so perfect, as it probably used to be with Instagram, is that's kind of gone.
It is.
And people just prefer to see real, genuine, real life. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a beautiful, like, inspirational reel or photo or something, yeah. But we all know that that's just not day-to-day normal life. Exactly. But that trip sounds so amazing. Were you there for 3 days?
We were there for 3 days, like two nights, so a bit of a flying visit, but it was really nice. And it was just, our rooms were amazing. I had a bath. I was like, there's an amazing bath here. It was just really nice to, like, have some time away from family. And I kind of came back feeling, I was exhausted, but I came back feeling a bit more like, I've kind of had like a reset, like a mum reset. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I was
time to miss them, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And even though you probably were like completely exhausted from the flying and I don't think people realize how draining it is to create content and to make sure you've got everything that you need. But when you get back to the kids, it's like a different sort of tired, isn't it? I'm sure people can relate that when they're at work, they're tired. But if you've had a little bit of time away from your kids, it makes you appreciate them a little bit more. I do think you need that as a mum sometimes.
Absolutely. Although I'm pretty sure when I came in, I had to wipe a bum within
instantly
5 minutes and broke up a play fight, which I don't think we can even call it play fighting anymore. It's like actual... wrestling now. Do your boys wrestle?
God, yeah.
Oh my god,
they love a fight at the moment. And it's just draining. Like, one of them will hit the other and then they'll be like, and then the screams that come from them, it's just like, gosh, please stop.
I feel like I need those little loop, you know, those little loop headphones you can get. Have you seen them? They're like little headphone things with those loops inside. I feel like I need them to kind of drain out the background noise of screams and punches.
I know. Sometimes my house is so loud. There's like the telly on. There's a Nintendo Switch on. There's a phone on, and then there's music on, and like everyone's screaming, and my brain just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
So, I remember that when we used to go to the retreats and stuff before COVID came along, I'd really miss the boys after even a couple of days, and I'd be like so excited to see them and walk through the door. And within a couple of minutes, you're just back to reality and breaking up fights and, wiping bums. And you're just like...
Wiping bums.
You hit the ground with a bump, don't you? And you're suddenly like, back to reality. But no, that sounds so much fun. I love
what have
Berlin.
You been up to?
Nothing as exciting as you, Luce. What have I been up to? The last few weeks have just been a little bit like, I don't know, just trying to get through January. I know obviously we're through January now.
That was a long year.
Yeah, like 465 days of January. What have I been up to? I feel so boring compared to what you've been up to. My dog died. I'm not laughing that the dog died, but you know, like the contrast between.
I'm also not laughing that your dog died, but I do this thing when I get uncomfortable and I just laugh.
Me too. Oh, I'm so bad at that. Oh, I can't. I've laughed at the most awful things and I'm not laughing because it's funny. I don't know. It's really bad. Like our little Pippa passed away, bless her, a few weeks back. And she was a chihuahua. She was 11 years old. Well, we think she was 11. We rescued her. And to be honest, she could have been like 20 for all we know. We were just told she was about one when we got her.
Just plucked her birthday.
she never really looked young. Bless her. I won't go into all the details because it's just sad, but... it was her time to go and it was horrible. Like, she was the best little dog ever. She was so sweet for a chihuahua. She wasn't aggressive or snappy or anything, or even shaky. You know, like chihuahuas can be very, and then like if someone they don't know tries to stroke them, they'll snap. Like, yeah. She never did that with anyone.
Did it really but, hard with, did you find it ways with the dog dying?
Yeah, it was a difficult one to navigate because, I mean, we're really lucky in the sense that they've not had to deal with any death, like touch wood, so far in their little lives. So it was kind of the first real experience of it. But we didn't want to just, you know, them to come home from school one day and she wasn't there. So we did take them all, including our other dog, Miley, because they've been inseparable for like 10, 11 years. We took them all to the vets and they all said goodbye. And I think when they actually saw her, they had a little cry then, because it was kind of like, oh, okay, I understand now. But
yeah,
then they realized, I guess, she was going to stay there. They weren't in the room when she was put to sleep. But they did get to say goodbye to her before she went. And like Miley laid down next to her and it was so sad.
Oh.
It was gutting. But I am really, really glad she got to say goodbye.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best way. Like you said, that then they, and with the kids and stuff, they kind of know that that's where she's going to go now. Like she's, like you said, you didn't want them to just come home and she wasn't there anymore. Aww.
Yeah, because it kind of, it doesn't really make much sense to them, especially I think my 6-year-old, because obviously Archie, who's 9, he understands things a little bit more, and Finley, it just went over his head, didn't really get it at all what was happening, yeah. Won't remember. But Elliot is 6 and he's at that age where he very much is inquisitive about death,
yeah,
and things like that. So I am trying to explain it to him in a way that is appropriate for his age. So we like made little cards for her when we got home, and then I also got this book. I think it's called something about the visit to Rainbow Bridge or something like that. Basically,
oh yeah, I've seen this,
and yeah, we read that, and he really liked that because there was a little dog picture that looked like her a little bit, and he kind of feels happy that she's in a nice place now. But anyway, not to bring the podcast down, our first ever one, it's not meant to be so sad.
We got coming up next week, half term, and Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a week today. It's going
Do you guys do Valentine's, or?
We haven't in recent years, really. Mm-hmm. It's bad because, I mean, part of me just thinks, well, you know, it's just another day. We've been together for so long. But it is also nice to spend a little bit of time together. I don't think we're going to do anything this year. We'll probably, if anything, have like a little date night in. That would be nice. But yeah, we don't really go all out for Valentine's Day, to be honest. What about you?
I feel like we used to do like quite a lot. We'd always make sure we had like went out for dinner and did like nice presents and stuff. But I feel like as the years go on, you just kind of don't, do you? But I did make a bit of a comment to Scott and was like, oh, have you not booked anything then? And he was like, have you? It's my Valentine's as well. And then he was like, we can go out for dinner, but we can go halves.
Scott?
But then I guess it's
feminist when it comes to this, you know.
No, right. But I guess it's 2023 and that's just the way it is now.
It's 2024.
Yes. That's the one. Keep forgetting that. But we are actually we just haven't really had like a date thing in ages, so actually the following weekend we're gonna go out for only for lunch. We're gonna go to the Ivy Asia for lunch.
Amazing.
As a kind of, I guess it'll be a kind of post Valentine's thing. And I've got him a appropriate funny card. It may have a reference to Saltburn in it.
Oh my god. Obviously you've seen it.
Oh my god, I thought it was the best film ever.
So
did you love it?
I loved it. I thought it was genius. Bloody amazing. I mean, I know there's certain bits in it that are interesting, and I think that's kind of got the hype going around it and got most people to watch it. Because I'm not sure I would have gone, oh, what's this? Let's put this on. I just thought the general film was so beautiful.
I thought it was so funny, like so funny, like the humor was so good.
The mum,
so what's her name in real life, Rosamund Pike,
yes,
her character, oh my god, she just had me in stitches. Everything she said I just thought was so funny. So yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I don't get it. Some people are like, I don't understand it, or they thought it was like, they just didn't really get it. I'm like, you're just not my people, because I loved it.
No, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I haven't got Rick to watch it yet because he's a bit like, oh, I've heard, he's the one that's just seen all the videos, the little snippets about the scenes in it, you know?
The bathroom.
And he's like, oh, I'm not watching that. I don't want to watch that. It's not. And I know as well, he'll be stubborn and he'll watch it with me and then he'll go, that was weird. That was rubbish. And I'm like, you just don't get it. You don't get a really clever, you know, movie.
No, but to anyway. Be fair, Scott really liked it as well.
Did he?
I think because had already been pre-warned about all of the disgusting scenes. So we knew they were coming and it was funny. So like the bathtub thing, we just could not stop laughing. Like literally, yeah. I was like, it was kind of like, I went from like, ugh, to like, ugh, like really quickly. And I was like hiding behind my hands. But we just found it really funny. I just thought it was hilarious, to be honest.
You almost can't believe it's happening, can you? You're like, oh my God, what the hell? Why am I watching this? But then when you get into it, the actual storyline is really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it. I just had heard the hype and that there was some like cray cray scenes in it. So I didn't really know what to expect. No. And I was like, is this going to be like a horror? Is it going to be really gore? Is it going to... I literally had no clue, but I think that's why I liked it so much, because it was just not what I was expecting.
You were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, maybe that can be our mine and Rick's Halloween. No, that's not the day. Valentine's Day. I'll get him to watch Saltburn.
Would be so funny. You should do like Saltburn themed cocktails. Yes! And have like, oh my God, you could do like a bathtub cocktail. That'd be so gross. It'd be so gross. I don't know why I said that.
Oh my God. No, you're a genius. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to freak him out so much. Okay, so he doesn't know all of the bits in it. He just knows that there's some weird stuff. So you've just given me the best idea. So we'll put it on, and then just before each section, I'll give him the cocktail that relates to that scene. So like you've got the bathtub one. You've got the Bloody Mary.
Oh my God. Oh,
and the crescendo at the end. I'm not even going to say what that is. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. That'd be
oh my
so
God,
good.
Can you do it? And can you make a reel out of it?
Shall I? I might yes. do it.
Saltburn.
Is everyone a bit old for Saltburn? I don't know. No, I feel like it could still work. Okay,
It's still there.
How funny is that going to be? So,
Kate, we have been rabbiting on for quite a while now. I think it's time to round off our very first podcast episode.
Oh, we're so good at this. Yeah, I know, right? Please give us a chance to get used to this, because obviously this is our first ever one. But I've had so much fun chatting with you, Luce. It's been so
nice. Me too.
And, we'll be back next week with more. So if you guys want to let us know, maybe over on our Instagrams for now, what you'd like to see us talk about or any topics you want to see coming up, then on Instagram, I am at Kate Bobo, B-O-W-B-O-W.
Love my Bobo. You're still Kate Bobo in my phone.
I hate that name now, but anyway,
always my Bobo. Yeah, and mine is at lucy.houchin, H-O-U-C-H-I-N. Yeah, let us know if you've enjoyed our very first episode.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.